What's stronger for you, your staying power or your boredom bias? And I suppose the most important question is, how are they impacting your business and your results? Welcome to Your Business Quest podcast. I'm Osman Sharif, the Business Owners Coach, and I'm dedicated to guiding established experts like you through the journey of confidently growing your business without chaos and confusion. Come along as we navigate the unique chapters ahead of your business, exploring how to master your mindset and truly embrace your entrepreneurial superpower in everything you do. So if you're ready to make some real magic happen in your business, then let's embark upon this exciting quest together. Welcome to another episode where me and you get to go on a journey together by asking ourselves the question of how much are you impacted by getting bored in your business versus how much staying power do you have? And this was sparked for me a couple of times recently, including today when I was doing the finishing touches to an upcoming workshop that I'm doing for a group of leaders. And I looked at the content and I smiled, thinking, I've been talking about the same things, the same tools, the same principles for about 17 years now. Yes, they look slightly different in terms of the workbooks look different, the branding looks different, the stories are different, but at the core of it, I'm still talking about very, very similar things over those 17 years. So you could probably say I don't get bored easily in my business. And in fact, I remember when I used to deliver 7-day NLP courses, I delivered so many of them. And there was a point where I remember somebody asked me, do you not get bored delivering the same courses all the time? And I was like, not at all, because yes, the content's still the same for me, but every single time there was different people who had different stories that had different goals that were just different. And that's what made it completely unique and fresh for me. But we live in a world where things are moving so fast. Think about technology, think about shiny tools, think about the latest fad. And it's so easy to fall into that trap sometimes, and I'm calling it a trap for a moment, but we will dissect it as we go in, to constantly just reinvent, constantly do new things. And that sometimes can actually stop progress in our business. And it's not because things aren't working, it's often because we're bored. So instead, I really want us to explore today how much staying power could really help us in our business, even though it might feel like you're talking about the same things, or you're launching the same things, or you're still in the same area as you have been since you started your business. Yes, there might be pivots and evolutions, versus that element of where you go, oh, what am I doing now? In the last few weeks, I've been to a number of conferences and workshops, and it's really interesting because I've met some people that I've met and I've known online, and some I've met previously face-to-face at other conferences. And when I was talking to them about what are you doing, some of them are doing things that are radically different. And I'm like, okay, that's like a 360 degree turn or a U-turn. And others, sometimes their language is really key or curious when they go, oh, well, I'm still doing X. As if still doing something was a bad thing. But actually, it can be a good thing, as we're going to talk about. So today, let's explore what are you doing now? And how can you just think about the difference between staying power or boredom bias before making any more rash decisions as you move forward. I know you're excited to get going, but before we jump in, I want you to get the most from today's episode. And for you to do that, just like it would be if you go on any journey, you need to know where you currently are right now before just blindly moving forward. So I invite you to take my Business Magic Scorecard right now, so that you can get a snapshot of your current reality. You know what's going well in your business and where you've got the biggest opportunities for even more growth ahead. It's quick, typically taking less than 97 seconds. It's free, and I know it'll give you so much clarity. You'll get a personalized report with your results, along with some exclusive free resources to help you based upon your results to move things forward. I promise that it will help you to discover which of the three elements of my business magic formula you'd benefit from focusing upon right now. You'll then hear what's discussed in the rest of this podcast episode very differently and through a more personalized perspective with your scores in mind. And that, my friend, will help you when it comes to deciding what to implement and what actions to take as a result. So take action now. Simply go to osmansharif.com/scorecard or visit the links in the show notes. Okay, now let's get going. You may laugh when I say that another reason why this episode even came into my mind as a topic for us to go on a quest around was down to The Big Bang Theory. Yes, the TV show. Have you seen it? Because for me, I actually only came across it watching it. I have seen it being talked about before, so it wasn't completely brand new, but I only watched the first episode literally last week. And I watched the first two back to back. I was laughing away. I was on my walking treadmill trying to increase my steps, and it was just so funny. And I put a post on social media saying, where have I been? How have I not seen this? Because obviously they had many seasons. It's now stopped. They're not creating any new ones, but it was brand new for me. And this has happened a number of times for me. So for example, when I watched Suits, again, it was after it was popular. Even when me and my wife watched Downton Abbey, again, we started watching it after it was even live or all the seasons finished. And this happens in all areas of our life. So have you ever came across something like a brand new restaurant that becomes your fast favourite and you say to somebody else, oh, have you been here? And they go, yeah, I've been there for years. Where have you been? Well, this is the reality of how we live in this world, where it can seem like that if you're not moving fast and you're not innovating, that, well, things are boring. But really, in the world that we live in, there is something to be said for having stability, having things that are there that people are just showing up day in and day out for their businesses, they're delivering, because they might have new people that they don't even know exist. And the same happens, or the same can be said for your business as well. In fact, I was actually talking to another very experienced business owner in the online world, and she's all about personality and stuff. And I said to her, oh, have you done your Wealth Dynamics profile test, which is a profiling tool that I use? And she's like, oh, never heard of it. She's like, I've done them all. I'm like, well, have you really? So that just goes to show that sometimes we think we know everything, right? But sometimes we don't know what's out there, and it could be like a breath of fresh air. So when I spoke to her about it, I was chatting about it, she's like, oh, I really want to do this. So for her, that moment where I shared it was brand new for her. But whereas for me, I've been talking about this tool for many, many, many years. So it was a huge lesson or a realization. And I've talked about this before as well to my clients, and even having to remind myself that people come to you and find you at the right time for them. So your message, your products, your services, it might not be right or relevant for them right now, but if you keep doing what you do and you just keep showing up and you keep doing it and putting it out there, then you'll then give yourself that chance to, when the time's right for different people, for them to come across you, and then people to go, oh, that's exactly what I want or what I need as well. But what I see happening a lot is that business owners can get really bored too quick, and they don't necessarily have the staying power. And it's not because things aren't working, it's because they've just got really bored. They've launched something and they go, right, okay, now I'm onto something else. And this applies particular to a lot of personalities, especially those, if you've done Wealth Dynamics, I know I'm generalizing here, but a lot of stars and creators and supporters, they're often really the first to get bored really quickly, and then they go, right, what's next? And it is human nature, because yes, it can be natural for you to go, what else am I going to talk about? You might feel like you're talking about the same thing, the same product, the same service, the same, you know, topics, or your area of expertise. It's like, you know, inside out, and you're like, there's nothing else to say about it. And even for me, when I've been creating this new podcast, whenever I have a new idea, I go, oh, let me talk about that. And I go, I've talked about that before. Even this topic, you know, we've talked about this even on episode one of this new journey. But that's okay, because sometimes you might be in a different place. Sometimes you might not listen to every single podcast that I put out there, or every piece of content that you put out there in your business. Your current clients, your future clients are not going to consume everything. So it's okay if you are boring, if you feel like you are repetitive and you're sticking to your same message. That is good in many ways. So a few things I want us to really think about in this short episode is, how would it be if you consider your business to be timeless? So like I said a few moments ago, maybe what you're talking about might be the first time that person has heard that concept, that principle, whatever your expertise is. Even though you might have been talking about it for many, many, many years, and you're thinking, oh, it's not fresh, it's not new, and you are thinking, oh, I should create something new or something different. And it might be exactly what they need because they didn't know it existed before, or where they are in their businesses, or whatever that might be, or whatever their need is. It's like you've got the ideal solution to help them. And clients really do appreciate consistency. It can help them to come back to you. So I've had clients over the years that have come back to me. Some of them have done NLP courses and then started their businesses and grown their businesses. And they often come back to me when they are looking to up level, or if they're transitioning, or they've come across like a bit of a growth block. It's like, oh, I need your help. But if you are the type of business owner that is jumping from one thing to the other thing, it makes it harder for those people that you really maybe loved working with, that got great value working with you, to come back and actually get more of that. Instead, you might be going, oh, let me go and attract new clients. Whereas some of the existing clients, or those that have worked with you before, they might be the ideal people that you could serve and you could add value to. And it helps them to recommend you to other people if they know what you're doing and it still feels like you're still doing that and you've not jumped onto something else as well. And that really helps with building trust and deepening your authority and your credibility in your field or your chosen niche, whatever area of expertise that might be. And it also saves you wasting so much time, energy, effort, because again, I know what it takes when it comes to making something happen in your business, whether it's creating a new product or a new service, and all that thinking and all that implementation. It's like planting a lot of seeds, growing something. But then what happens if you then plant those seeds, water it maybe once, and then go, right, I've launched it. And then you're going, right, okay, what's next? Well, you're not reaping the rewards of it. But whereas what I get really impressed with is business owners that rinse and repeat. They've got the same products, they've got the same offering, and they're focused on just keeping in their lane, doing it again and again and again. And from the outside world, yes, it might look like they're just doing the same thing. And I might look at them and go, oh, they're still launching the same product. But that consistency is that sticky factor in terms of even me thinking about them and the recommendations as well. And that can lead to you having much more stability when it comes to what's your plans, long-term growth, instead of second guessing and going, what should I do now? And like I say, that could have much more longer lasting client relationships as well. For example, the workshop that I'm delivering tomorrow, that's with a client that I've now been working with in the corporate world for, what, coming up for 5 years. And because of what I've been doing, they've then recommended me to other departments, other leadership programs, some executive coaching. And the same happens with my business coaching clients as well, where if people I've worked with are then in other groups, they go, oh, you might need a SMAN to help you with that mindset block or whatever it might be. And that then just allows you to have that ripple effect to really happen. And it gives you that chance, as I say, to really own your market, to then go, right, well, what makes me different? What makes me unique in terms of what I do and the game that you're playing as well? And you can then own that and go much deeper and just have that credibility and that expertise to really flourish there. And it does allow you to have iterations. So like I said, I still talk about the same things, but my company name's different. It's changed, what, 3 times now? So Ab Intra Solutions to Rapid Transformation to OsmanSharif.com for my business coaching side. So it still can be fresh. There could be new flavors to it. You can keep evolving it, but doesn't mean you have to throw completely everything that you've done or you've built or your reputation to start something completely different. And it can also stop you from resisting jumping into the fads. I love it when I work with clients and they've got the core of what they do. And that could often be really timeless. And yes, things might evolve. Platforms might evolve. The way that they deliver things might evolve. I remember back in the olden days when delivering things used to be like teleseminars. Then it moved to webinars and then it moved to like Zoom calls, and things come into fashion, things go out of fashion, but your core of what you deliver can still keep really consistent. I am also saying here, I don't mean that you can't change. I'm not saying you can't innovate, you can't adapt, because of course you don't want to be left behind. You want to keep moving to what the market shifts might be. So for example, in the music world, look at the different shifts that have happened when you used to go and buy records. I think it only owned a couple of records before it moved to like tapes. And then obviously then there was like MP3 players and mini discs before that, but now it's all streaming. And even in my world, it used to be all face-to-face training, and then it's moved to much more kind of online, to virtual coaching delivery. So yes, you can adopt and innovate, but really it's just, I just want today's message to give you that question in your head to go, are you just sometimes being bored? And is that boredom clouding some of the decisions that you're making? And what would happen if you have some more staying power in certain situations as well? So as I say, you can make tweaks. My business has tweaked, it's evolved over the years. Even this podcast has evolved. But at the core of it, it's still very similar. The topic's really similar. I'm not talking about something completely different now. The positioning has tweaked. I love the fact that I'm bringing much more magic into it, that real life magic in terms of when things can be effortless, when we get great results, and it can feel like magic. And it's been great, side note here, but I love the fact I've delivered a few things recently, and clients have actually used the words back to me in testimonials or in messages to say, oh, thank you so much for bringing your magic to that session. And I'm like, oh, that shows it's really resonating as well. So I invite you in today's journey to just take a stop and go, has there been any times in your business so far that you have made some decisions that have completely maybe taken you off the path of where you could have been, not because things weren't working, not because there was a real legitimate reason for you to change or to stop something, but it's just because you were bored. And what will happen if you keep doing things because you're bored? I love working with business owners that have a lot of innovation, especially creators and supporters and star profiles. And a lot of my clients are like that. But what I really help them do is still really help them to focus on the core of what they're all about, what they want to deliver, and then have the creativity show up in different ways. And that might show up in terms of how they're working with that client or how they're marketing something, but they're still really leveraging what they are creating. And that just has made such a difference to results and for them to actually have that longevity and for them to grow their business as well. So I'm really curious to hear what resonates from you from today's episode. So please do drop me a message. I love hearing from podcast listeners like you in terms of what comes to your head after listening on this, whether you're driving somewhere, walking, listening, whilst working away, whatever it might be, drop me a message. You'll find all the details in the show notes, and I look forward to sharing more with you on the next episode. Until then, bye for now and have some more staying power. Two quick things before you go. First of all, I would be so grateful if you could do me a favor and take a minute to subscribe, rate, and leave a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast player. This will mean that this episode and future episodes find their way to other business owners to help them on their business journey. And also for you, it'll mean that the next episode will be waiting for you in your feed so that you don't miss out. And then if you've not already done so, I'd again love to invite you to take the Business Magic Scorecard, because in less than 2 minutes, I promise that it will help you to clearly see where your biggest opportunities are for growth and what's currently going well for you so that you can keep doing those things. You'll receive your results in a personalized report along with free exclusive resources to help you move things forward based upon your individual results. And what's more, you can even book in for a free 50-minute virtual cuppa with me so that we can have a real two-way conversation about your business and results. So will it be your design, your mindset, or your strategies that need your attention so that you can confidently grow your business without chaos and confusion? Find out by going to osmansharif.com/scorecard or through the links in the show notes. I look forward to hearing what you make of your results, and until next time, bye for now.